So let's talk about that mammon, money. Jesus talked about it. Money is not sinful. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. Timothy tells us that. But here's the thing. We see a lot of people in America and so-called Christians that love to make mammon. They love to make mammon over the gospel. In fact, we were at a Christian music festival where all they did was make trinketry out of Jesus up in Duluth. Wickedness, sinful. Jesus made a whip, as one man just brought up in John 2, turning over tables. Hey, I'm not doing that, but he's the master. He, in fact, created everything. You're walking on his earth. You're breathing his air. And unless you repent, and unless you turn from your sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So it's loving to tell our neighbor that judgment is coming and you're not going to flee it by just believing. Have you repented and come out of the world? Does mammon rule you? Does the culture rule you? How you act, talk, live, dress. Your church systems are linked with the world. They're just like the world. Yet Jesus said, my sheep hear his voice and follow him. They're not like the world. They come out of the world. They don't conform to the culture. The churches are in bed with the culture. Sports, politics, entertainment, pride and vanity. It's an abomination to a holy God. And so we go into the world to preach the gospel and tell the truth so that you can turn and go read your Bible and see that you're an enemy of God as you live for the world and in your flesh. But if you repent to the blood of Jesus, this gracious, merciful, loving God, and turn, when was your life totally transformed and turned by the gospel? Everything, not just drugs and alcohol. When did you throw your cancerous television away? When did you toss out Netflix? When did you dress your temple biblically the way God ordained it in Genesis 3 when he shed blood? I love you, sir. You should watch your mouth. There's children here. A lot of foul-mouthed Winonians here. We're in Winona, Minnesota. A lot of foul-mouthed Winonians here. If you don't believe God, don't worry. God is still fine on his throne when you don't believe in him, sir. You're still going to face the judgment. If I don't believe in the police, but I break the law, the police are still coming. Doesn't it work that way, brother? Hey, I don't believe in the police, so I can break the law, I guess. It doesn't work that way. The police were just here. We lovingly told them they were not breaking any laws, and they went on their way. First Amendment rights, they're using an amp. I'm using a little amp. I don't see what the problem is. But back to the blood of Jesus. If you truly are transformed in your heart, not attending Sunday church service, if you truly are transformed in your heart, you desire the holiness of God. You don't want the ways of the world anymore. You really could care less that it's Vikings and Packers season coming up. You really could care less about the politics, because Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is in his people's hearts. And you're actually walking through the kingdom of Satan today. You're born into the kingdom of Satan, and you have to repent and seek after the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. And by his shed blood, you can repent and be born again. The fruit that you repent is holiness and obedience, and you walk in his ways and endure every day till you die or he comes back, and he's coming back in flaming fire to separate his sheep from all the worldly goats. And Matthew 7 says, few. That word few in Greek means puny. Excuse me. Puny. Look around you. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life per Jesus. Ponder that, neighbor. Does it bring you to repentance to say, I got to lose my life for this glorious Savior?